Welcome to the Bidwell Presbyterian Church Podcast. The church is located next to California State University, Chico. For updates on services, congregational care, and community outreach, please visit our website at bidwellpres.org. The following message for Serve Chico was given by Pastor Henry Hansen on Sunday, October 8, 2023. May you experience God's grace and joy on the journey.
Well, just by way of review, we have been in the midst of a series of messages called Our Story, and we have been looking at themes of identity and calling and redemption in the book of Exodus, and we have spent 2 weeks on Exodus chapter 3, and we are going to briefly cover a little bit from Exodus 3 this morning as well. So this will be the third week in a row we're doing this. And I'm going to show you a clip from the Prince of Egypt. I don't know if you saw that before, but it came out in 1998. It was directed by Steven Spielberg. It's all animated. Had some really amazing actors. Had Val Kilmer doing the voice of Moses and God, actually, which you're about to see in just a moment. That scene between the two of them in the burning bush. Ralph Fiennes, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sandra Bullock. So star-studded cast, and I commend it to you if you haven't seen it yet. Also, I mentioned to my wife I was using this in worship today, and she said, Henry, do you remember that the Prince of Egypt was our first date? And I thought, wow, and you're still with me. Hey, Jenna, would you like to go out together one night? Yeah, what would you like to do? Go see Prince of Egypt. Surprised she didn't run for the hills. You know, it's pretty funny. Way to sweep her off her feet, right? So anyway, I was just bringing that to mind this morning. It does actually have sentimental value to me, though, seeing this, because I did remember that. I think I tried to bury that memory deep in the recesses of my mind, but it came back up. Go figure. You marry a pastor, right? You date a pastor, aspiring pastor. That's what you get. Prince of Egypt on the first date. But it was uphill from there. What other direction could it go? No, it's a great movie, and we're going to show you. This is 4 minutes, and then I'm going to just speak for a couple of minutes about it. So hope you enjoy. And this is Exodus 3, and there will be. This is serving as a scripture reading, not just an illustration. You're going to see the biblical text up on the screen, more or less narrating what's happening as you see the dialogue between Moses and Yahweh. Via the burning bush.
Here I am.
Take the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground.
Who are you?
I am that I am.
I don't understand.
I am the God of your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You were born of my mother, you heaven! You are our brother!
What do you want with me?
I have seen the oppression of my people in Egypt, and have heard their cry. So I have come down to deliver them out of slavery and bring them to a good land. A land flowing with milk and honey. And so unto Pharaoh I shall send you.
Me? Who am I to lead these people? They'll never believe me. They won't even listen.
I shall teach you what to say.
Let my people go!
But I was their enemy. I was the Prince of Egypt, the son of the man who slaughtered their children.
You've chosen the wrong messenger. How can I even speak to these people? Who made man's power? Who made the deaf, the mute, the seeing, or the blind? Did not I? Now go!
Pretty powerful scene. Just out of curiosity, raise your hand if you've seen this before. Okay, quite a few of you. Well, if you haven't, really a great film, animated version, obviously, to watch at home with your family during this series that we're in through November. I commend it to you. And I want to really highlight just one part of the video, and it's this last sequence where He says to Moses, Yahweh says to Moses, take the staff in your hand. And in the literal biblical version, what God says to Moses, and we covered this last week, is what's that in your hand? Which is to say that you have a resource, you have something that you can steward for good. And of course, a staff is something that a shepherd uses. As I joked last week, a staff is to a shepherd as a lightsaber is to a Jedi, right? So very handy for a shepherd to have a staff for leading, for guiding, for prodding sheep. It serves a lot of purposes. This was his vocation, which is God's way of saying, you have something in your hand, a resource and a talent and ability that can be used for leadership. And I want us to think about that today. We all have something in our hand that we steward unto God and how it is we do life and how we fulfill God's purposes. And just for our intents and purposes, when it comes to Chico, I want to mention that there's something that we have in our hands today. And I think one of them is having an open posture just to what God can do through a couple of hours of service. And also the thing we can have in our hand is a desire to be in communion with other people. I encourage you to have great conversations with people as you are out in your projects if you are participating. And really also a longing we can have, we can bring in our hand and our heart to partner with God as we seek to model this command to be best neighbors that Christ has given to us. You know, Moses' story can be seen from the point of view of Moses' identity, God's direction in his life, and also calling and God claiming his life and God inviting him into active service. And this reminds me of a story I once heard about an old priest in Russia who back in the day of the Tsars was stopped by royal guard. And the guard pointed his gun at the priest and demanded, "Who are you? Where are you going? Why are you here?" The priest looked at the soldier and asked, "How much do they pay you to ask these questions?" And the soldier replied, 3 kopecks a month." And the priest said, "I'll pay you 30 kopecks a month if you will stop me every week and ask me these same questions. Who are you? Where are you going? Why are you here?" These are really great questions, aren't they? That we can ask ourselves in our lives and ask that of each other. Who are you? Where are you going? Why are you here? And we see this in the story of Moses. He was claimed as a child of God, as a servant of God. And he was going on mission. That's where he was headed, in active service to liberate God's people. And he discovered why he was here. He was born to glorify God and to serve his purpose in his life. And so may we think about that today. Who are we? Well, we are children of God. And we are also servants of God. Where are we going? We are going out to serve. And if you're not part of a Serve Chico project today, you're going out to serve anyway. We are called to be servants, right? We should always remember that. May personal ambition never interfere, get in the way or cloud our identity of being servants. We are here to serve people. That's who Christ has called us to be. And we are, why are we here? To magnify God and to glorify him and also to enjoy him. So let's keep these things in mind as we are out in the community today and also as we go about serving God in the daily and the ordinary. And remember, we all have something in our hand that we bring, that we steward unto Christ and also in our service to neighbors. God, you have placed something in all of our hands to steward unto you and to steward unto neighbor even, to serve and glorify them. And I pray for us this week that we would do that well and we would rely on your strength. Help us to have the wisdom and courage to do that, to ask for help. I pray for all of us today as we serve God, for those of us participating in Serve Chico, may we have an open posture toward you, toward neighbor, and God, may you glorify the works of our hands. And as you said unto Moses in this film that we just witnessed, this story, you said you would do wonders through him. May you do something through our lives as well today, in our relationships to each other and in serving the community. And we thank you, God, for this church, and we ask your blessing upon it as we lean into our mission to joining God's restoration. We also pray for our world. We are aware of war-torn Israel this morning, and we do pray for peace in the midst of an attack there, and we pray for your shalom to reign there and in all parts of the world, oh God, and may we participate in that today as well, God. May we be known as people who are peacekeepers and seek to bless others in your name. And so, God, we ask all this now in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.